Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest, an NBA sharpshooter for a long period of time, the pride of Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and a man who has just went from an NBA career to now sliding into the broadcast booth with the Milwaukee Bucks. Steve Novak joins us on the show tonight. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Great to be on. Great to be on. Thanks.
What's the best thing about Brown Deer, Wisconsin?
Brown Deer, baby. We got a brand new field house. All the AAU tournaments are going on there. You got to go check it out.
You're on their Wikipedia page because, I Wikipedia'd Brown Deer, Wisconsin. Do you know Bruce Fromming, Dan Harmon, or Evan Schneeberg, who's a businessman and a member of the Wisconsin State Assembly? Do you know any of these folks?
I must be from a different Brown Deer. I don't know any of those guys.
Bruce Fromming's still alive. He's 78 years old. He lives in Milwaukee. I got to get you two set up. All right. Steve Novak joining us on the show. What'd you think of the All-Star game?
Oh, it was great. Honestly, I've always been a guy that's, I'll be honest, I've never been much of a defensive guy. And so when the All-Star game comes, I'm always like, great, bombs away. We can see the dunks. All the corporate people can get their seats and they can enjoy it. It's a great show. But this was totally different. I think if you watch the games over the last 5 or 10 years, this game was, it really was. They were competing, not like a regular game, but I think it was just cool. You felt at the end that it was meaningful, that they were playing for their charities, you could tell. And it mattered. It was like there was a fight over a review, whose foot it went off at the end. I was like, they're fighting over a review in an All-Star game. It's kind of awesome. So I thought it was great. I think I felt like as a viewer, you left feeling like you watched a great competitive game with the best athletes in the world.
Honestly, I think I agree because they did the player voting thing, which might have meant a little bit more to it, but they seem to take it much more seriously than anything they would in the NFL. Now, I know it's different sports. Do you think next year that the draft should be on TV?
It'll for sure be on TV. Yeah, I think with the buzz that surrounded it this year and immediately all the guys saying they wish it had been on TV, I think it will. And it's kind of amazing what that the guys at this level in the NBA, whatever they touch, it turns to gold. And, you know, it's like the NBA end of season awards. You know how it's like all of a sudden that became a big thing and that's on TV. I think this will be the same thing. Fans will get excited about it. It'll be more meaningful. And, you know, you put these guys' faces on it, people want to tune in.
Do you wish – now, you had a good career. You had a nice long career, Steve. Let's not take anything away from you here. But do you wish that maybe you were 23 years old right now with the league the way it's going where everything's moving away because you are a good three-point shooter?
Oh, my God. I would be so much richer if I was 23 years old. I wouldn't have signed $15 million contracts. I would have signed $50 million contracts. Yeah, those are the issues that I have to go to sleep with at night. I know everybody feels so bad for me, but I'm like every generation. I'm the same. I say, oh my Lord, if I was just a few years younger, and if I had played now where the money's the way it is, and the TV deal had happened, and of course now I've been shooting threes since I was 2 years old. Now everybody wants to shoot them, and so apparently it's the popular thing. But I take full credit for paving the way. That's the credit I'll take, like all the old timers. I paved the way for all the three-point shooters like Steph Curry. I take all the credit.
You were a trailblazer. Steve Novak joining us on the show. How did you work on threes when you were a kid, on your shot and everything?
You know, I grew up in the gym. My dad was a high school coach. He was my high school coach. I was the ball boy. I filmed the games for him. I was just in the gym with him. So there was no fun to shoot two-footers. I wanted to shoot it from half court, and that's how I learned. And my dad never tried to tell me, don't do this or don't do that. He knew in time. He would work with me on my form and, you know, take all the credit for everything that I did well in basketball. But he let me play. He just let me shoot. And so I was jacked from my shoulder from when I was just a little guy. And as I got stronger, I put it together. But I'm very thankful he did let me shoot and didn't make me a big man, a guy who's, I'm 6'9", and I wouldn't have had a chance as a big man because I'm way too skinny. So thank God.
Your dad was a high school coach. How big is he? Because, I mean, did he, Was he big? Because 6'9", that's not average height, even for a three, for anybody. That's, and certainly not for a 3-point shooter.
No, my dad's a big guy too. He was 6'8", and he could body slam me for sure. He's a little bigger. I won't say his weight live on air. He'll still probably whoop my butt. But he definitely, he was a, in college, he was a shooter. He was more of a forward type player, and so I think he saw it. He knew I wasn't going to be some hulking guy if I wanted to. You know, I don't know how early he started thinking I was going to be able to play for a long time, but him allowing me to be a shooter, and I love doing it, I think he just recognized that if I don't like anything, love what I'm doing, I'm never going to be that good at it, and I loved shooting the ball. So he let me, and really as of a freshman in high school, I started on the team for him. He clearly was biased and put me on the varsity team and started me, but I was really a shooter that whole time, and he allowed me to do that and never, ever made me a post-up guy.
How many people complained?
Brown did not big enough. Everybody knew just Mike Novak was running things. The field house I told you about at the beginning, it's the Mike Novak family field house. For
You're
God's
kidding.
Sake. Come on. The guy's he's a legend.
Are you serious?
Oh, come on. Wikipedia that. Novak I'm, family
you
field
think
house,
I'm doing?
Baby. Mike Novak's getting things done. Referendums.
Oh,
everything.
Gosh. Okay, hold on, Mike Novak. Novak family shines brightly as Brown Deer's field. He's not lying to us, folks. Oh, my God. And I'm a few years behind. I'm sorry, Steve. I should have known better.
I thought you were going to open. You know, when you asked if I'd come on the show, I told you, as long as you plug the field house, you know. Oh,
Steve, I feel like Connie Chung with Newt Gingrich's mom right now. I feel so embarrassed. Steve Novak joining us on the show. So it was a public school, so it's not like, you know, all the powers that be could have got rid of your old man if you were bad.
No. Papa Mike he's been running the show over there for too long. You weren't going to get rid of me.
That's fantastic. Steve Novak joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter, by the way, at SteveNovak16. How are you enjoying the TV analyst role?
I've really enjoyed it. I've been asked a lot, you know, did you know you were going to do this, or did you dream of being a broadcaster or a TV analyst, you know, one day? And I was like, truthfully, I dreamt of playing, and I guess I just assumed I would play until I died. I think that's just the way players think. I know we try to plan for the future, and we got our 401ks and all that stuff set up by the league and everything, but really until the day comes when you're told or you're not good enough or you're told you're not good enough,
yeah,
you just think you're going to play forever. So the day came for me where I, of course, retired this last summer from the Milwaukee Bucks, and Peter Fagan, the president of the Bucks, called me and said, hey, what do you think about, you know, giving this a shot? And to be honest, my good friend Shane Battier, I called him first thing. I said, tell me what you think about, you know, what I should be doing, what you went through when you retired and that kind of thing. He's just an opinion I really respect. And he said, choose the lifestyle that you want and then work backwards from there. Because I think as soon as you retire as an NBA player, you get offers to do lots of things. Maybe, you know, you're flattered and you think, oh, that's awesome. And you told me you'll chase things and then think to yourself a year later, what am I doing? Or you can choose your lifestyle and then kind of work backwards from there. And that's what I did. And really the broadcast and the TV analyst and the pre- and post-game show stuff, it fit right into that. And so far, I've really enjoyed doing it.
How many different ways have people said, how do I say it, Giannis Antetokounmpo? Did I get it right? Because I've always said it, and I tried to say it just to impress people. Because everybody just says Greek freak. How many different ways have they said it?
I was listening to the Boston guys call the game. And they don't even call him the Greek freak. He's calling him Heinsohn. He's calling him the Greek. The Greek. He fouled him. The Greek. So he even cut the freak part off. All right, I stood in the locker room with Giannis one day, and I said to him, Giannis, one time, I apologize. I said, just tell me, how do you say your last name? Not correctly. I said, as an American, how do you say your last name? And he said, a tent. And I said, like the thing you put up when you go camping? He said, good enough. He said, a tent, a kumpo, a kumpo. So I said, a tent, a kumpo. And he said, perfect, you got it. So he was satisfied with that. So that's from his mouth.
Antetokounmpo, I love it. Steve Novak joining us on the show. Does he have the capabilities? He's still so young. Does he have the capabilities of being the best player in the NBA? Could he be the guy that the torch is passed to?
No question. 100%. He for sure could be. I mean, I think, like you said, he's He's 23 years old. He came in, averaged 6 points, then 12 points, then 16 points a year, then 22, and now this year 27. I mean, most guys obviously don't have a ceiling to continue to you know, grow and get better in certain areas like he has. But just that progression, I think, shows, like, obviously he's not going to average 35 and 45 and 55, but he's getting better. He has a different mindset than you hear people say, like, when Kobe came in the league, he's different. He's got something. Mm-hmm. He works at a different rate. That's who Giannis is. You know, he just is a guy who works for it. He wants it. He's humble. I mean, he's as good a guy as you could ever want for an organization. He wants to be in Milwaukee. He works his butt off. And so, really, everybody talks about it. He does 9 things at the highest level in the NBA, and then the perimeter shooting has got to come. And I'd be shocked if it didn't probably in the next 4 to 5 years, which mm-hmm. I honestly think is fine. It doesn't need to be faster than that. And when he does, when he gets that, I mean, it's, you know, he's just so dynamic. He can do so many things without shooting already.
You guys know, players know before we know when they know a guy's special. When did you know he was special?
Oh, man. You know, with him, it kind of slapped me in the, it just slaps you in the face. I felt like once you saw, you know, his first, I wouldn't say his first few NBA games, but after he had a few highlights where you kind of, for me, I'm a guy who's from Milwaukee, and he gets drafted, and he's the guy who's 2 years away from being 2 years away. Everybody's like, oh, my God, who is this kid? It's unbelievable, right? It's, like, hilarious now. But the 15th pick, he's really – he's scary. No one's excited about it. We're like, whatever. But then you see a couple clips, and if you've played, like you said, or you've been around guys who have developed, you go like, oh, my goodness. I think this guy, if he continues, you know, like over the next 3 years, when that's pretty much what it was about 2 years, he can be so special. And it was because he had such good control and timing and the speed that he played at. It's those things that it's just hard to teach, and the rest come. And that's just really been the case for him, is the things that come, you know, just that him being mature and growing into his body and believing in himself and becoming a leader have happened. And now it's like, I mean, he's second leading scorer in the league and obviously in the All-Star game tonight.
There's been some change, obviously, through the first half for the Bucks. What's happening in the second half of the season?
Yeah, to be honest, the way that they closed out the 12 games before the break, I think are very telling. They went 9-3. Mm-hmm. The last one before the break was kind of a debacle. They gave up 24 threes to Denver. But if you look at the previous 11 games before All-Star break, they're the number one team defensively. They really have. And I don't want to say, oh, Coach Joe Prunty, since he took over for Jason Kidd, changed a bunch of stuff, or he's the reason. I think that's ludicrous. I think he's certainly had a hand in it. I think, like, to say Jason was doing something totally wrong is also ludicrous. So I think these guys, though, have come together. I think Prunty has really empowered them to be really like, it's your ship. You know, like, how good do you guys want to be? Do you guys want to waste a year? Because it kind of was getting to that point where, are we going to be 500? Are we going to do this dance again? Or make that push? And now you look, and they're, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 games above 500. They made that push. Their defense stepped up, which is who they are. I think, like, when you look at Golden State and you say they shoot the lights out, they cook teams, that's who they are. They have the personnel to do that. Milwaukee has the personnel to be that kind of team defensively. And so when they're at their best, like over those last 11 before the break, that's what they were doing. And that's, I think, what you're going to see, hopefully, after the break, is a defensive team that, you know, they struggle sometimes to score, but they're not bad.
Steve Novak, he has the same birthday as my son. We thank him very much for the time. All the best.
Oh, I appreciate that. Tell your son happy birthday. This is June, baby.
Oh, he's 2, and I don't care. He made me upset before I left today. I don't even want to talk to him right now.
You guys hash that up. Clean that up. Jeez, I'm sorry I brought your son up.
I will. I promise, Steve. Don't worry. Take care, buddy.
All right. Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.